You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Members of the cast of The Lion King, led here by the Durban-born Bongi Duma, elevating the mood. As a small group of South African expats, buttressed by a larger crowd of tourists, were able to take in the momentous spectacle. Listen to the Mayor of New York, Eric Adams.
The South African music and spirit and culture is alive and well here. And I'm excited about this moment. I'm sure you knew that it took 110 mayors before we were able to really celebrate the contribution of the South African community here in the city. Your presence is clear. You bring so much. And I'll never forget standing in Cape Town and driving up the beautiful coast into Port Elizabeth and into Johannesburg and watching the people embrace and grow. South Africa is free. 30 years later, we will continue to celebrate and raise the flag. Let's say happy independence to the people of South Africa.
South Africa's acting consul general, Ishmael Esau, said it was a freedom celebrated through the lens of sacrifices made by the often unsung heroes and heroines who fought for the country's hard-won democracy.
The commemoration comes at a time when our nation prepares for the next national and provincial elections, which will take place on the 29th of May. This elections take place against the backdrop of the commemoration of our 30 years of freedom and provides the opportunity to reflect on the lives of South Africans. We need to work together closely to overcome our challenges and that we face to engage frankly and meaningfully on issues where our views as countries may differ and to chart a course in a promising future that will benefit both South Africa and the United States. By working together and cooperating across national and international boundaries, we can build and sustain a South Africa connected to a world that is mutually respectful, resilient, peaceful, and prosperous, and uphold our shared values of democracy, inclusive development, and respect for diversity.
Earlier in the week, the Nasdaq Tower in Times Square provided a dazzling display of iconic images to mark 30 years of democracy, including a former President Nelson Mandela, former ANC President Oliver Tambo, and singer and activist Miriam Makeba, among others. While days later, South Africa's colors, hoisted by the mayor of the most populous city in the US and a major global economic hub. Now, listen to Godfrey Sithole, an anti-apartheid activist who emigrated to the United States in the 1960s.
I'm so excited because we fought so hard. I've been here since 1963. I was one of the few people who came here. And then we struggle educating Americans with divestment and sanctions. But lo and behold, our people here supported us. That's what kept us going for all those years. We were so pleased when the divestment legislation was passed in various cities. I'm in Philadelphia, where one of the cities that have passed that legislation. So our 30 years of independence, it means a lot to me. I've visited South Africa a few times. I'm so excited. I wish to go back very soon.
Kelebogile Kamlana is a South African diplomat at the United Nations.
I started school late 80s. So for me, it's going through the transition at a young age and seeing I actually do have a picture of what was possible and what has been made possible for me. So it's just, I'm really grateful for how far we've come and I'm really looking forward to the next 30 years.
Zee Ngema is an expat living in New York.
it's really beautiful that we've been able to stay in a community no matter where we are. These 30 years have been a trip. Not as much has happened as we please, but we are in a completely different space. And to be here in New York and celebrating ourselves and each other is really beautiful.
From the Big Apple, with love. I'm Shervin Brice-Pease in New York.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.